It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ. I want to talk about something I heard about that I don't think is well known. It's called a thimble list. You know what a thimble is, right? That little thing that protects your thumb when you're
pushing
sewing.
Needles through. Or
right,
whatever.
Really yeah. teeny sized thing. And we're going to talk about a thimble list versus the bucket list, which has gotten a lot of press in the last couple of years. And the reason this is to mind is because this is a week where we've lost. I mean, as a world, we lost a hero in Nelson Mandela's passing. And locally, we lost Christy, who was a friend to many and just a phenomenal human being.
Yes.
And when you go, maybe it's my age, maybe it's because it's a small community. I just, seeing more and more loss and thinking honoring them is part of the process, and also getting intentional with the life force that I have is also part of the process. Mm-hmm. And that's when I came back to mind what my friend Joe Hunter told me about was this thing called a thimble list as opposed to the bucket list. So, the bucket list, right? That's the aspirations that you might have, like I want to see the Great Wall of China. Mm-hmm. I want to walk across England, whatever, some big sort of things you want to see and do. Whereas a thimble list, which I can't find who created this, the earliest thing on the web I can see is a woman named Jennifer Loudon who wrote about this in 2011. The thimble list is more an intimate list of things you want to savor. In a way, the bucket list is about doing, and the thimble list is about being much more day-to-day than a bucket list. It's like, okay, I'm going to save up for that Great Wall of China trip. There's a one wonderful quote that Jim Carrey, the actor, had. I think everybody should get rich and famous and do everything they ever dreamed of so they can see that that is not the answer. I think that's kind of, I'm reading that saying, what? But in a way, it's like, yeah, what does bring meaning and joy to our lives? I mean, bucket lists are great. I mean, it's fun to have these things, adventures. But it's not the answer. Per Jim Carrey, it's like, that's true. So the thimble list, again, this little teeny, teeny list, I've seen it done a couple different ways. One is a conscious list of the things that bring you happiness, like that really high quality cup of coffee first thing in the morning, or
little four-leggeds
jumping on your lap and nestling in, walks in the woods, sunlight dappling through the trees.
Yep.
So sometimes a thimble list is just to help you stay present with the beauty and that which fills your soul on a day-to-day basis. And so it just makes you more conscious. So it's more of a B list. Some, however, I have seen use the thimble list for a little bit more aspirational. So it's more like fresh flowers in my office, or relish my first cup of tea, or write a note of appreciation. So it's small things. So it's, again, fits in a thimble, but it's more about things I want to do to create a quality of existence. And then I've seen it go even further, where it's more like the baby steps to what I want to create in my life. So if I want to be a bit more artistic in my life, this week a baby step might be actually buying art supplies.
Yeah.
Or if I want to be a bit more intentional about what I want to create in my life, this week it might be creating a vision collage, a series of images that sort of capture what you want to do. Or if I want to take better care of my health in this stressful holiday season, this week I go to yoga class. So there's different ways to think about the thimble list. And as I thought about it, I thought, why not do a combo? But for the exercise is really powerful. What do I want a little bit more of in my day? What brings joy and meaning to my day? How do I want to show up? There's a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson. The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be. It's like, yeah. So this is an exercise in thinking about what kind of person I decide to be. So this is what I've got so far. Organize my books. I love books. I have a ton of them. They are overflowing. And I just, just get reacquainted with what's there. Who wants to be read now? I have a lot that I like I did the first chapter, not the rest. So if some of those might need call to me now, but organize my books, create a Zen-like calm in my office, which is a project. And yet I know when I have that, my brain feels like it's clean. And then the last one is savor my morning ritual. The morning ritual, the dogs line up by my chair as I get my cup of tea and my journal. And my husband's usually in his place where the fire's going. And we sit there and journal and drink our respective beverages and watch the sun come up. And, you know, and that I love that ritual, but I don't savor it. So that's on my thimble list as well. So, you know what? It's not doesn't matter what's on your list. It's the process of reflection. Mm-hmm. It's the process of thinking, what will help me be a little more intentional, a little less habitual. You know, we tend to just, we survive by just like doing stuff without thinking, you know, unconsciously. Yeah. But we get a lot more joy and meaning when we bring that consciousness into the process. So the Dalai Lama said, we must each lead a way of life with self-awareness and compassion to do that as much as we can. And then whatever happens, we'll have no regrets. It's a great way to think about mm-hmm. how to bring a little bit more quality into my day.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ.
All right.